Welcome to the Mackenzie McHugh Podcast, and thank you for tuning in. On this podcast, we'll dive deep into God's Word and build faith. Now, more than ever, people are hungry for God and hungry for biblical truth. On this podcast, we filter nothing. If you want to grow in your relationship with God, this podcast is just for you. Let's dive in. Hey everybody, welcome to the Mackenzie McHugh Podcast. This is your host, Mackenzie McHugh, and I'm very grateful that you found this podcast today. I know today you'll be encouraged. I have something to share with you today from the Word of God that will encourage you and give you a peace in your life. Amen. So let's go to Psalm 37 today. I read this in my devotional time and I want to share it with you. The Bible says this, Psalm 37, verse 1. And before I read, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for every person listening to this podcast today that they experience the peace of God and that they are in the will of God. Lord, I thank you. There's nothing better than being right in the middle of your will for our lives. And we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want to read Psalm 37 to you today. Today I only have a few things to say, but sometimes it's better having things be shorter and but filled with just great, simple, biblical truth. It doesn't have to be always a hour-long podcast, and today is going to be an encouragement to you. Psalm 37, reading in verse 1. The Bible says, "Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart." Verse 5, "Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him. He will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun." Verse 7, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways. When they carry out their wicked schemes, refrain from anger, and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land." As we see reading in Psalm 37, there's a common theme of land, going in and possessing the land. Psalm 37 verse 3 says, "Trust in the Lord, do good, dwell in the land, and enjoy safe pasture." And we also read in verse 9, the Bible says, "Those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land." I want to encourage you today that God has a perfect will for your life. He has a will for you. He has certain people. He has a certain church for you to be connected to. He has a plan for your life. Amen? And notice this, the will of God will always have peace in your life. You'll know something is from God if you have peace in your heart about it. And I don't just mean like, oh, well, this idea makes me happy, I'm going to follow that. That's not what I mean. I mean having like a soundness in your heart. The Bible says that God's voice is like a still small voice. And you know you're in the will of God when, like it says in verse 3, that you enjoy safe pasture. Notice safe pasture. It means that there's peace, that you're in God's will, that you're safe. There's no confusion, but there's a pleasure and there's an enjoyment in the will of God. And I want to just encourage you, exhort you today, and let you know that God has a place with your name on it. He has a place for you that is just for you. And I want to even go back to Genesis. We see in the book of Genesis that first God made the Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden had already been prepared. It was overflowing with all the trees. Everything was flourishing, prospering in the Garden of Eden. It was wonderful. God first made that garden, and then he just made Adam and Eve, and he put them inside of that garden. But what was made first? The garden was made first, and then Adam and Eve went into it. They just had to walk into it. In the same exact way, God already has a Garden of Eden. He has something prepared for you. All you have to do is simply walk into it. When you obey God and you say yes to him, he will lead you into your promised land. And the Bible describes the promised land as a land of overflowing with milk and honey. Think of like the absolute best, where you think, my life is a dream. And I want to share with you something. Recently, I had the wonderful opportunity to go preach in West Virginia. And I will never forget, that was my first time flying somewhere to go preach, which felt super cool that I could even do that. And I remember realizing I'm in the middle of nowhere in West Virginia, and I'm just driving back country with a bunch of sheep and cows in the middle of nowhere. And I just looked up at the sky, and I'm just like looking out the window, playing some old gospel country hymns. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, like, I feel like I'm in a dream. Like, I feel like this is fake. That's how good this is. I feel like this is a dream that I was invited here to come preach to people that I don't know personally, but God had opened a door for me. And that's just me being vulnerable. It's not to brag. I mean, I'm, you know, just, it was amazing to think that this is the call of God for my life. And I just realized I'm enjoying my life. And that's how it should be. Your life should be fun. Your life should have laughter in it. Your life should be an adventure. I want you to even think of it like this. Life with Jesus is fun. It's an adventure. All you have to do is take his hand, and he will bring you into what he has for your life. The Bible says in Matthew 6, verse 33, seek first, meaning number one, the kingdom of God, and all these other things. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. We often as humans like to try to calculate every single detail in our minds ahead of time. But God first commands us to trust him and to prioritize him. And he will take care of the details of your life. He knows the desires of your heart. He knows. But you have to trust that he will bring those things to you. Amen. And be encouraged with this. Evangelist Tip Shuttlesworth just said this last week, and it really encouraged me. God wouldn't call you to do something you don't enjoy. He has the best in mind for your life. So for me, for example, I'm called to be an evangelist. I am an evangelist. That's the calling of God on my life. And I enjoy it. And I'm finding that out more and more. The more I do it, I love it. That's not by accident. That's because I'm obeying God's call on my life. And I'm walking in it. Amen? And in the same way, I believe if you're listening to this today, I believe that God will help you to find that it's not even you trying to find it. It's actually you just humbling yourself before God in prayer and saying, Father, use me. I'm here. I want to obey your will. I want to do the call of God for my life. And he will show you. He will help you. You can't, like, sincerely call on God and have him ignore you. And I remember just being vulnerable with you guys. In 2023, I was in prayer and fasting, and I remember going before the Lord and saying, in genuineness, not in a disrespectful way, but in genuineness, saying, Father, if you even didn't call me to be an evangelist, if you even didn't have that for me, I really don't care. I want to know you. I want to go to heaven. I want to have a good relationship with you. I actually just want to fulfill the call of God, even if it wasn't being an evangelist. Whatever it is that you have for me, I humble myself and I get in the river of God. I actually get in God's plan because God's already doing something. He already is moving. He already has something for you. You just have to walk in it. You just have to get in it. You have to just humble yourself and submit to God. Amen? It's as simple as that. It's not you striving. It's not you trying to make something work, but it's you actually coming to terms with, I can't do this in my own strength. Like the Bible says in John chapter 15, apart from me, meaning Jesus saying this, apart from me, you can do nothing. Jesus said that to his disciples, that without me, you can do nothing. So it's having that dependence upon God. And today, I don't have 3 to 5 points sermon for you. I don't have 3 points today, but I just want to encourage you from Psalm 37 that God's will for your life is like a safe pasture, that there is peace, there's joy, there's fruitfulness, there's prosperity, there's blessing, there's an excitement and a delight in it. Amen. And God knows the desires of your heart. And oftentimes people do get very stuck in life because they're trying to figure out what they're called to or trying to figure it out. But if you serve God, don't even try to figure out your calling. Just say yes to God. He will lead you. Just give your life to Jesus Christ. You know, when I first got saved, it's not like I knew right off the bat. I didn't even know what an evangelist was. But over time, my desires started to lean toward evangelism. Everything started to point to that. And that's how I knew this is the call of God for my life. I couldn't see myself doing anything else. Amen. So sometimes it's not even like this radical word fell from heaven, but it's you just having a strong Bible reading life, reading your Bible every day. It's you praying every day. It's you going to church every week. It's you fellowshipping with believers. That will change your life. I also want to read this from Psalm 37, verse 23. The Bible says, "The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand." Praise the Lord. So there's actually a peace in the will of God, and there's a stability, a confidence, a knowing, a firmness. That God makes firm your steps. Don't focus on the past times where you missed it. And I love this. If you obey today, your tomorrow will be okay. If you make sure, like, you're right with God today and you have peace with him, just focus on today. Don't think about tomorrow. The Bible says, why are you worrying about tomorrow? You can't add anything to your life by worrying. So praise the Lord that you don't have to worry about tomorrow. Just focus on today and obey God today, and you will be fine. Praise the Lord. And as we're closing, one other thing I want to highlight from Psalm 37. In verses 1 and 2, it describes the way of the wicked, and it says that the wicked person, they are like grass that soon withers. Like green plants, they will soon die away. And it might sometimes look like that, where it almost seems like the wicked are fine and they're prospering. Like famous people, for example, it looks like everything is going well. They have literally everything they could need or want. They have everything. But at the end of the day, those earthly things will not get them into heaven. And I love the verse that says this, "Better the little the righteous have than the plenty that the wicked have." Did you know that you, as a believer, are like the wealthiest person in the world? You have eternity. You have salvation. You have more than any other rich person out there. And I'll do a podcast on this as well, but also we see throughout the scriptures that prosperity, materially, material riches, are part of your covenant with God, and they are your portion. We'll have to do a whole podcast on the blessing of God. But at the end of the day, you can't take things with you to heaven. They only provide some security. But these people who are in the limelight right now and that are famous and look like everything is going well for them, if they don't even have a relationship with Jesus Christ, if they don't have heaven, they are literally less wealthy than you are. Even if they have $1 billion, you're wealthier. And as we're closing today, those things, fame, sin, sexual pleasure, all those things of the world, like sex outside of marriage, just blatant sin, it's only going to fade away. And it's not worth you going to hell for eternity over it. And you're like, okay, this is taking a turn right now. Heaven is very real, and so is hell. And the Bible says that God died for us on the cross. Jesus died for you and me on the cross so that we don't have to go to hell, but we can go to heaven. And if you're listening to this, I want to tell you, Jesus Christ loves you, and that's why he died for you. He didn't die. Hell was not made for people. Hell was made for the devil and all his demons. The devil wants you to go to hell. He doesn't want you to go to heaven. And I want to let you know today, you can be set free from sin. You can be set free. You don't have to go to hell. You can actually not just have eternity in heaven secure through having a relationship with God, but you can actually be living an abundant life here on earth. You can fulfill the call of God, like the Bible outlines beautifully, that promised land flowing with milk and honey. That's for today. God has a place for you with your name on it. He has a place for you geographically where you'll prosper in everything you do. Amen. And if that's you and you need to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer with me. Say this from your heart. Dear Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I believe that you died for me on the cross and you rose again on the third day. Thank you, Lord, for cleansing me. I repent of sin. I turn my back on this world. And I declare that you are the Son of God. I believe in you, Jesus. Thank you. I'm forgiven. I'm a child of God. I'm on my way to heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And if that's you today and you prayed that prayer, that's called the Sinner's Prayer, I want to let you know, congratulations. I'm so happy you made that decision. And I promise you, the Bible promises that your life is going to change. This isn't just some religious podcast or of me trying to spread, you know, someone didn't hire me to do this. Jesus changed my life at the age of 17. And I want to let you know, if he did it for me, he can do it for you. So I'm so happy you prayed that prayer today. And for everybody else that listened, I pray this podcast encouraged you. Be encouraged that God has a place with your name on it. Amen. And there's always peace in the will of God and stability. So be encouraged today that God has a great plan for your life. And if you are not seeing the fullness of that yet, don't be discouraged. Stay in faith. And with all of that, I'm gonna go. I love you guys so much. Have a great week and a blessed evening. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.